mortuary.
Oh, that's
not
what you call it.
What's wrong with what it
where
is?
Where to bury us.
No, that's right.
Just prepare. Where to carry to prepare for burial?
Yeah, no, that's right. What do you call the box or case that a body is put into for burial?
Coffin.
How about the place where the dead are buried?
Cemetery.
Do you have any other name for cemetery? I mean, what do you call a flowing water smaller than a river? A body of water?
A well?
A flowing water. Like this one right here, by Spencer.
Creek?
What do you call something that's smaller than a creek?
Right.
What do you call a flat, grassy country? What do you call the flat, grassy country down around the seacoast?
My brother.
Marshland.
What do you call a pair of straps worn over the shoulders to support the trousers?
Suspenders.
What do you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Reading that first out at least.
What you call unthickened gravy made by adding water to the grease of fried lean meat, especially ham?
Just call it good gravy.
What do you call a liquid burned in lamps?
Kerosene.
What do you call a long-legged hog that has a thin body and a long snout?
Tamil. It's a variety hog. Tamil.
T-A-M-A?
T-A-M-W-R-T-H. Tamil.
Oh.
It's the best example of a long-legged, or long-bodied hog. There's a breed that's wonderful.
I think he meant a long time ago kind of hog, though, didn't he?
Well, say he's wild.
Well, that might wild. Well, I thought you meant in general the hogs that you
need. Say you got a wild hog out in the woods. It's what would you call him?
Some folks call them wild hog. Some folks say stag, and that isn't right. And they use it, but it isn't right.
I don't know where you see it. But in my country, you call them razorbacks.
Yeah, that's one of them. But that's out southeast.